Amen. Well, it's been good thus far. And boy, aren't we needy people tonight. And everyone that's here, I know why you're here. You're here because the same reason I'm here. You need something from the Lord. And boy, we need Him. The Lord's been helping us tonight. And I thought as Brother Robbie was talking just a moment ago about God is love. Boy, this truth's been ringing in my heart, preacher, the last few weeks. It's not just an attribute of God. That's who God is. If you're here tonight and the devil in your flesh has lied to you, told you that the Lord don't love you, He can't help you, well, that's a lie. God is love. And I'm praying the Lord to help us tonight to help you. Amen. Take your Bible. Turn with us to 2 Kings chapter number 5. We've been studying recently through the life of Elisha. The Lord has really been helping our heart and helping our church. And I thank the Lord for my Bible tonight. I want to read just about 3 verses. We'll go to the Lord in a word of prayer, and then we'll try our very best to honor the Lord. 2 Kings chapter number 5, if you're there, give us a good amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man," notice that word, "in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, 'Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for this church. We thank you for this man of God and how kind that he has been to us. Lord, we ask for a few moments, Lord, that you would help us to pour ourselves out. God, that you would fill us, that you may help your people. For it's in Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Boy, isn't this an interesting story. If you've been in Sunday school very long, or you've been in church very long, you've probably heard a message on Naaman. And we're gonna talk about him just for a moment. But I'm not necessarily as interested in Naaman tonight as I am this little maid that worked in Naaman's house. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But let's deal with the background here in verse number 1. The Bible said that now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria. We find that Naaman was a captain. He was a man, the Bible said, that was a man of valor. The Bible said that he was a mighty man in valor. Now, it's one thing tonight to say that a man is mighty of valor, but to say in valor, he was not afraid to go out into the fight. As a matter of fact, if you study in 1 Kings 22, it's recorded that Naaman was that man that actually smote the king of Israel between the shoulder blades with a bow and an arrow. That's one thing to shoot a bow, Brother Robbie, but to be able to be in the heat of the battle and to shoot a man between the shoulder blades, and the Bible said that he sunk into his chariot and blood ran from the chariot. He was a man that wasn't afraid afraid of battle. He was a man of valor. He was a man of honor, the Bible said. I tell you something lacking in the day in which we live is men of honor. But here is a man that it's recorded, he was a man of honor. And then the Bible tells us that he was a man of might. But there's a conjunction word here in the end of this verse. And the Bible said, but he was a leper. Now, many of us would love to be men in valor. Many of us want to be men of honor. Many of us tonight would love to be men of might. But can I say to you, not one of us, men or ladies here, would trade places with Naaman for all the power that he possessed, because the Bible said he was a leper. Boy, we know this leprosy. Boy, we find in the Old Testament that it is a type of sin. It is a picture of sin. And regardless of how powerful that he was, regardless of all the favor that he had with the king, we find he was a leper. The Bible tells us, and we'll deal with this for just a brief moment. He tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. As sure as leprosy was going to bring death upon Naaman, our sin brings death upon us tonight. Isaiah 64:6 said, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquity like the wind has taken us away. Did you know the best? Can we just level the playing field just a moment? The very best that you can do and the very best that I can do tonight is filthy in the sight of God. But aren't you thankful for a man named Jesus that shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin, that not only covered my sin, but it cleansed my sin? Revelation 1:5 said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. In the Old Testament, they covered sin with that atonement offering. But thank God, when Jesus came, he came once and for all, and his blood cleansed me. It washed me. It loosed the hold that sin had on my life. Boy, leprosy. He was eat up with leprosy. He was an honorable man, a man in valor, but he was a leper. Now notice with us, I not only want to look at the captain, I want to look at the little Christian tonight. That's who we're interested in. The Bible tells us in verse number 2, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Now let me slow down just a moment. I want us to absorb and get this picture tonight. Here's a young lady, a little maid, that has been taken from everything that she knew. I mean, the Bible tells us plainly here that the companies had went in, they had marched in, they had took under siege this little child and other children and brought them to Syria out of Israel. They wasn't familiar with the language and the customs. They wasn't familiar with the people. They were pagan people. They served pagan gods. And here this little lady was brought into a home of the very one that was guilty or could have been charged with bringing her from her family. How many of you young people here tonight, how would you feel about somebody that come in and removed you and took you away from everything that you love, everything that was dear to you, everything that meant anything to you, and stole you away? I want us to get a picture of this young lady tonight. Wonder how many nights, Brother Dalton, I wonder how many nights she may have laid on her pillow and wept and wanted to return home. Wonder how many times that she found herself falling asleep praying to a God that she wondered if he was hearing her. How she missed her mama and how she missed her daddy and how she missed maybe those evening walks by the riverside. I wonder if she missed maybe the beauty of Jerusalem. I wonder what went on in the mind and the heart of this child. Can I say, one of the first things I want to just bring to your mind is the fact that she was an unwilling missionary. She found herself in a place she didn't want to be, but it did not change who she believed in. Can I pause just a moment and say, there may be some things going on in your life that has ripped your heart apart. It may have absolutely devastated you. These things you don't understand. What God's doing. How can he work? How can he move? How can God be a part of this? But thank God she may have been an unwilling missionary, but she was a missionary. Nothing changed in her heart in being faithful to God. Boy, I tell you, the more I study about this young lady, the more I see that this story, hey, I used to love to read about Naaman. I used to love to read about how the Lord cleansed him in the River Jordan. And if we have time, we'll get to that. But can I say to you, I'm not near as impressed tonight with Naaman as I am this young lady, because if it hadn't been for her, Naaman would have never known about her God. You don't have to be a Naaman tonight. You don't have to be a Moses tonight. You don't have to be an Abraham tonight. You don't have to be a Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. You just need to be somebody that believes God can. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't even know. Can I say this? The Bible doesn't even record her name. But I believe she knew how to pray. She was, hey, you know what we find? Now let me deal with this just a moment. We find her forgiveness in verse number 2. How could you serve someone with such kindness without forgiveness in your heart? Can I pause again, preacher, just for a moment and say, I've been through some things in my life. And boy, it's easy to let bitterness grow, does it? And that once that bitterness ever takes root, it's hard to ever overcome it. But you know, one day, the Holy Spirit, he'd been, and aren't you thankful the Lord doesn't just browbeat, he'll just work in your heart. And he'll bring you to where you need to be. And he dealt with him and said, hey, that old bitterness you're holding, that anger you're holding, it's not hurting that person that's done this to you. It's put you in bondage. Boy, what a glorious day when I got forgiveness in my heart and said, Lord, I'm just giving it to you. You know why this young lady was successful? You know why God heard the prayers of this young? You know why she found favor with the Lord? She had forgiveness in her heart. You know why God blessed Joseph in the end of Genesis and how God poured himself out to Joseph in Egypt, give him the keys to the very, give the keys to Egypt to this man that was a Jew that had been betrayed by his own brethren, had been lied about. Hey, you may be here. Can I walk down here, brother? Amen. And you know what? We've held ourselves, and we've come up with all these excuses why God can't use us. How we've been abused. How we've been lied about. And we have a pity party. We get in our corner and we suck. And we just can I say this tonight? We need forgiveness in our heart, because somebody that can walk on with God and be successful with God, hey, he'll pour himself out on you. You need to have forgiveness and you need to have faith.
Amen.
You know something else this young lady had? She not only had forgiveness and worked in the house of the man responsible for killing her king.
And she went and told her mistress, Naaman's wife, said, "Would to God that my master would go down to Israel and meet that prophet."
Yes, amen.
Let me ask you something tonight, Christian. And by the way, boy, there's been some good singing, good Wednesday night crowd. Amen. Amen. Y'all aren't near as mean as the people in our church. Ain't that right, Brother Kid? These folks are nice. Amen. Hey, you know what? She did. She had forgiveness in her heart, and she had faith. Now, I don't know. Let me just slow down. I don't know where you're at in your life. Matter of fact, I say this, other than Brother Ken, everybody in this room, I met face to face for the first time yesterday or today. Is that not right? So I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know exactly what, but I know this. The faith that that young lady had was the faith that carried her through, and it was her faith that caused her to have favor with God. It was her faith that caused her to have favor with her master. It was her faith that carried her on. You know what's going to pull you through tonight? It's not sucking. It's not hating. It's not being bitter, but it's believing in a God that can. It's believing in a God that loves. It's believing in a God that is able tonight. Oh, you know what? Us short folk, we got to use these steps. Amen. You know what? We found this young lady. She had faith. She had forgiveness. And we hadn't read it in her text tonight, but I trust you know most of this story. She had more faith than the reigning king of Israel did.
Right.
We read down in her Bible this evening that when they sent news, he lost his mind, went to renting his clothes, throwing stuff, pitching a fit. You ever seen anybody do that? Some of y'all done that on the way to church tonight. Got to get an amen. I mean, just he was, what am I, am I God that I can perform some kind of miracle? This is a setup. They're coming to kill me. You know why he was afraid? He knew what Naaman was capable of. You know what, tonight, the only thing that's going to cause you to come through the storms of life, the only thing that's going to give you power over your enemy tonight, you don't need the faith of this king. You need the faith of this little maid that believed that God could. Oh, this king, sitting on his throne with all of his splendor, all of his glory. He didn't have enough faith, believe God that could, but this little maid did. And we find not only that she had faith, she had forgiveness, but she knew. Not, hey, we find the captain, we find the Christian, we find the cure. Hurry with us. Verse number 10. The Bible said, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Look out now, verse 11. We still keep finding this conjunction word. But Naaman was wroth. You know why some of us aren't being healed tonight? You know why some of us aren't getting any help tonight? We've got that little conjunction word in our life. We found it in verse number 1, but he was a leper. We find it in verse 11 and 12, but he was raw. It didn't work out the way he thought it would. How many of us can testify tonight? Things didn't really go the way you thought they ought to go, so you've been upset about it. Can I get a witness tonight? I mean, there's times I think think God doesn't have the plan that he ought to have. I mean, it don't go the way I think it ought to go. But can I say to you, he's an omniscient God. He's an omnipresent God. He's an omnipotent God. Thank God he knows more of what I need tonight than I know what I need myself. And I'm glad he's still on the throne. He's self-enthroned. He's self-exalted. Isn't nobody going to throw him off? Isn't nobody going to demote him? He's still answering prayer. He's still saving sinners. He's still changing lives. If we'll only have the faith to believe tonight. Oh, there was a cure. But you know what, old Naaman, he got upset. It wasn't the water that healed old Naaman. It was his obedience. Now we can come and listen to this wonderful singing and these wonderful testimonies. Brother Robbie preached wonderful messages. They can be stirring in the water. They can be instructions given out. But until we're obedient to come before God and allow God to do his perfect work in our heart, I don't care if you hear and you say, if there's something in your life that needs to change, there's got to be obedience. I don't care if you're here lost and undone without God. You can go down here and be baptized till every tadpole knows your social security number. But friend, until you come to Jesus in obedience and give your heart to him and confess your sin, you'll die lost and without God. Boy, here Naaman, you know what he had? He had the cure within his grasp, but he was upset about it. We find that number 7, the number of completeness. He was under complete submission. And boy, a lot of us, and I mentioned this Sunday to the church, so many of us, we'll go part of the way with the Lord. We'll go down to the river, Brother Robbie. We don't have no problem. Our pride will let us wade out into the water. Our pride might even let us go down and dip one or two times. But the Lord didn't say one or two times or five or six. He said, you've got to go down 7 times. I believe with all of my heart, he went down that 6 times. There wasn't any change other than them old boils on his body was probably burning from that old dirty water. It took that 7th time. My friend, you can come to church. You can clean up. You can talk right. You can walk right. You can do all of the above. But until you go all the way with God, there'll be no change in your life. Boy, old Naaman, he had to do in complete obedience to God. Let's hurry. And then we find, you know, I thought about that. Let me say this. I thought about this again when you was teaching last night, Brother Rob, talking about those talents of silver. Here we find Naaman brought, 10 talents of silver. All sinners really know and all lost people really know it's a trade-off. Hey, I need to be healed, so I'm going to bring you this. He brought, did you know in that day, 10 talents of silver was worth in our day, guessing over $1.2 million. Hey, he was willing to spend it all just to be cured. And all he had to do was wade out in the water. Me and Brother Ken was talking about this going down the road. Something I find interesting. Elisha didn't even have the decency to go out and meet old Naaman. He wouldn't even go out and talk to, you know why? The power wasn't in Elisha. The power wasn't in his words. The power wasn't in his servant. The power was in God Almighty. And he had to be obedient. I love that. Isn't this a beautiful auditorium? Isn't this a wonderful place to come to worship? But can I say the power? The power's not in this building. The power's not in the preacher. The power is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you'll come to him and him alone and pour yourself out, it won't charge. He won't charge you a dime. You can keep your silver. He wants your heart. Amen. Old Naaman, you know what? Hey, He was there at the cure. Let me hurry. The controversy. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Verse number 13, I want you to notice this. Let's hurry. The Bible said, and his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean. This is sad to say, but you know these folk here tonight, the Lord's dealing with. Brother Robbie, come around and say, hey, I got a job for you. If you'll do this, the Lord will save you. I tell you what, and they may be said, if you'll do this, boy, the Lord will really recognize you. Can I say, thank God for the servant. Here he's a type of the Holy Spirit, and he come to the troubled heart of Naaman. He said, hey, if he had asked you to have done a great thing, you would have done it. But all he's asked you to do is just wait out in the water. Be obedient. You know what, tonight? God's not asking no great thing of us. He's not asking us to do something that's impossible. He's just asking for you to come give your heart to him. All he's really asking of you tonight is just to be obedient to the one that puts breath in your lung. Hey, when you got up this morning, that was the goodness of God. Y'all do this with me. You know who give that to you? Is it too much to ask tonight? We find here, it took the heart of a servant. When I say the heart of the servant, it took the heart of a little maid to change the heart of a captain. I don't care who you are tonight. Big I, little you, it don't matter. All the Lord is asking of us is to be obedient. Be faithful to him. Would you stand with us tonight? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Brother Robbie, I'm going to turn it over to you, brother. Thank you so much.
Boy, that was so good tonight. Circled in my Bible. I preached that message. Y'all been around here. I preached out of that passage of Scripture over and over again. Tonight he said that number of completion, 7. He said there's so many that are willing to go some part of the way. Boy, that hit me, man. How many times are we willing to go just part of the way? Every Christian in this building, you have at some time in your life just gone part of the way when God's asked you to go all the way. Every one of us, I want you to find a place around the altar tonight. You know you need it. Maybe God's expecting something. Maybe God's asked something of you. Why don't you go all the way tonight? You've tried the part way. You tried to go just a little bit. You tried to go just enough to satisfy yourself and satisfy that little bit of pride you have. But why not tonight lay that pride down? That's what Naaman had to lay down. And he went all the way. Well, I'm thankful. I'm thankful I have an example of one that went all the way. I'm glad he didn't stop just at his birth. I'm glad he didn't stop just as a 12-year-old boy in the temple. I'm glad he didn't stop in his ministry. I'm glad he didn't stop at the cross. I'm glad he went all the way. Tonight, I wonder if there'd be one in this building. Maybe you're like Brother Jeremiah was talking. Maybe tonight you've not given your heart to the Lord. Maybe the Holy Spirit is dealing with you tonight. Conviction is upon your heart. You may have done something back in your past. You may have said something, said some prayer. But you know right now you ain't given your all to the Lord. You've not surrendered. Never been a time in your life where you got saved, repented of your sin, repented, turned from it. wonder tonight if there'd be one in the building like that. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to do me a favor. If there's one in here that'd say this, "Preacher, I'm not sure if I was to die where I'd spend eternity." I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to just look right up at me tonight. Simple thing I'm asking of you. Just look up at me so I know how to end the service. Is there anybody like that in this building tonight? All right. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, God, you've been good to us tonight. Lord, we're thankful for your word tonight. God, I thank you for the messenger tonight. Lord, he was obedient to what you had him to preach for us. God, he challenged us. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we find some Christians that are willing to go all the way for what Christ did for us is such a small thing. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would be like that little maid, that Christian that we looked at tonight. Lord, with forgiveness in her heart, God, she had faith. Lord, may we do the same. Lord, our circumstances, our situation may not be what we want, but God, we belong to you, and Lord, we know you. Every person in this building testified that they were saved. So Lord, every person in this building, no matter their circumstances, no matter how ugly, how bad it is, God, we're one of your children. Lord, let us act accordingly and have faith, Lord, that you have power to overcome our situation. And that, God, that you'll work through us to bring others to you in our situation. God, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for Brother Jeremiah. Thank you for Brother Ken coming with him. Lord, I pray that you'd bless them, Lord. Watch over them. Lord, give them favor. Keep them safe as they travel home. God, we want to thank you for the blessing that they've been to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.